As I've gotten older, I've learned to have more grace with people, which in turn causes less stress, both to me and to whoever I may be working with. Let me give you a specific example. A couple weeks ago, I was working on an award show, producing a segment for it, and there was somebody that was late in showing up, to our call time. And old me would have been stressed out about it and whatnot. And then when the person did arrive, you know, the old me would have probably berated them, been very upset and things of that nature. And, you know, you can still have that moment to speak with them, but you also kind of have to know the right time and the place, right? So for me, the now what I like to call the mature me, right, the wiser me, at that point, I knew the person was already stressed enough as was, and, you know, they were essentially punishing themselves as it was. So me adding to that wasn't going to help, especially when I needed them to be focused and clear-headed enough to do the job that needed to be done, right? And so at the end of the day, it's like, okay, we know this person's arriving late, so you figure out how to make do until they arrive. And when they arrive, it's like, listen, okay, it happened. All right, let's just move on. Let's figure it out. And you just bring down that sort of nervous energy into a much more calming place and make the best of it, right? And that was truly successful. And you could see that, right? And I know the old me, having done enough sort of live productions and production in general, I was a lot more anxious, and then that just kind of created a snowball effect where, you know, they were already stressed, but now I'm adding to their stress and they're adding to mine, and it just becomes this terrible cyclical thing, right? And so instead, if you can sort of bring down the temperature, as they say, you will get much better results. And as I said, you know, then after, when there's a more appropriate time, you could say like, hey, you know what? Moving forward, like, let's figure out how we can avoid that, because it did put us under the gun a little bit. Obviously, we made it work, but, you know, let's not have a repeat of that. Like, postmortem is certainly well within your rights if it makes sense, but like all things, there's a time and a place, right? And in a already stressful environment, such as an award show, you know, again, you don't want to be adding to that in that moment, okay? Whatever you can avoid. And by the way, this has also transpired to other aspects of my life, you know, where, let's say, a friend's running late or whatever else it may be, right? Where just something's not going according to, quote unquote, your plan. Well, you know, that's just kind of life and things like that. And I've learned to be much more amenable and perhaps pliable in that way where, okay, fine, it's not the end of the world. And then when that person joins me or whatever the case may be, we can still have a good time and whatever else, right? So it's just adapting this mentality that, like, okay, you know, if things aren't going the way they're supposed to, you can either choose to stress about them or, okay, understand that you're not going to fix it by stressing about it in that moment. Instead, what's going to allow for solutions and things like that is to be in a calmer state of mind. So, okay, cool. How do I deal with that? What are the things I can take? And also, part of the action step is to also not stress out other people around you, right? So that has tremendously benefited me, as I said, both professionally and personally. And so I wanted to share it with you. As always, would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on this tip. So comment down below.